I'm quite optimistic after the big downpour. Certainly freshen the vines up after the heat. The vines are in good shape here at Montara. Some people have been worried about potential disease. I've walked around many times looking for ball spots and there are just none. I was lucky we put a copper fungicide out 2 days before the rain event, and I think that's done us in good stead. Most of the district, I'm sure, is much the same because a lot of the leaves that we have out there are old and they're fairly well protected from any disease breakouts.
Coming into that rain that we've had recently, it had been quite a prolonged period of dry weather and there were some frost events. What impact did the lead-up weather have on how the crop sits today?
The frost events are certainly in the usual places around the flats in Great Western and some other places that are low-lying where the cold air comes to, and they're extremely late this year, sort of as late as 79 or 77. I think we had one in November, which is once in 40 years sort of events, and they really finish off any potential for crop. But most of the modern vineyards are planted higher up the slopes, which evade the frost. But the major issue for Grampians this year is we're struggling to actually get yield on our Shiraz. The bunches aren't there, and it is not weather event in 2014, it's a weather event in 2013. We had a low crop with our Shiraz right across our reds this year, and that was due to poor flowering in November 2013. And at that point, it was very cold and wet, and the cap stuck. So nothing the bees could help us. It was just all the berries didn't get pollinated, so you only get very small berries. On this occasion, because of that same cold event, it told the plant there was really no need to produce bunches for the following season. So that means in 2014, the appearance of bunches on the young canes, young shoots, in September or October, we could see then for this season that we were very short of bunches, which is an extraordinary event.
And has that had an impact on any other varieties as well, or has it just been restricted to the Shiraz?
Certainly affected our Pinot Noir, which we found extraordinary because it just varies so much. You usually get a fortnight of cold weather and a fortnight of warm weather. If the two coincide, one's an early variety, one's a late variety, in that fortnight window, yeah, so be it, that will happen. It's the vagaries of cooler growing conditions.
And what are you expecting then on the quality point of view?
Oh, I'm pretty happy about that. Just wish we could have double of it. 2014, it turned out to be a great year for reds. And I think that'll probably be the same as 2015. Now, we've got water in the dams now. We can continue the health of the leaves on the plants, and that means it's all good for ripening.
Talking with growers in the Pyrenees, water levels had got quite low. Had that been an issue in the Grampians at all?
Yes and no. The Grampians, mainly on grey water, most people I know of had been complaining. There would be a few people who just exist on dams and they were virtually dry before the event came. It's happy days now.
And when are you expecting that you'll see the harvest getting underway for this vintage?
Well, on Friday we found our Pinot Noir going through veraison, so they turned from green into blue. So I'd say harvest about 6 weeks away, about on time. We'll see what the weather does. If it doesn't get warm, well then it will be might be 7 weeks. If it gets hot, we'll see. I'm just really optimistic. There's no need to panic for this season. I think it's blue skies, really.